Here's the latest news on LPFM. The battle rages on over the fate of low-power FM. The National Association of Broadcasters has been leaning on Congress to include a rider in an appropriations bill that would effectively stop the ongoing licensing process, forcing LPFM back into the discussion phase for at least another year, if not longer. While the issue's fate is addressed in Capitol Hill negotiations, voices as diverse as Ralph Nader, Jesse Jackson, and John McCain have defended LPFM, and in his first comments on the issue, Al Gore also registered his support. Speaking through the deputy national spokeswoman, Al Gore stated exclusively to College Music Journal that LPFM is an important element that would ensure diversity on the airwaves. A day earlier, Ralph Nader issued a public statement calling the anti-LPFM writer the kind of backroom deal-making in which NAB-style fat cat lobbyists specialize. The writer is the work of New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg, a supporter of the NAB's position for more study of LPFM's effects, disregarding the 4 years the FCC has already spent examining the subject. The fact that the Gregg bill was never discussed on the Senate floor and is now being piggybacked to an unrelated appropriations bill without debate has drawn the ire of Democratic Congressman Bob Kerry and House Minority Whip David Bonier, as well as Republican Senator John McCain, who wrote an angry letter to the Senate majority regarding Gregg's actions. It is supposed to be government by the people, for the people, not by four people, complained Senator Kerry of Gregg's backdoor shenanigans. The bill will be introduced to the Senate floor sometime next week, with members only given a choice of voting the entire package up or down. With Congress entering its second week of session beyond the scheduled recess date and the elections just around the corner, members are anxious to get home and campaign, putting added pressure on them to pass the appropriations bill and, consequently, Gregg's anti-LPFM rider. You still need to contact your senators and keep telling them they need to support the people and detach the LPFM legislation from the appropriations. Tell them you can't believe that such important issues would be shuffled through without due process as guaranteed by the founding laws of this nation. Call your senator today and pressure them to respond to your request by acting in the Senate to free the appropriations of this rider. Also, email, fax, and call the president and urge him to veto anything that is going to keep local community radio from moving forward. Tell him to veto the appropriations bill that has the Radio Preservation Act of 2000 attached as a rider. This article was taken from the College of Music Journal located at www.cmj.com. And, as always, for the latest on LPFM news, go to the corporate media portal at partytown.com/CMP.